Dan Kingston is back.
Caution. Your paradigm is about to shift at the intersection of fact and reason. You're entering Kingston Country.
I'm Dan Kingston, and you're listening to the Dan Kingston Podcast. And we got breaking news right now. Joe Biden sending 5,000 Americans back in Afghanistan after having just withdrawn the same number over the last few months. He's putting them back in. It's spineless. It's pathetic. It's indicative that Joe Biden is a stooge of the military-industrial complex. How else do you explain it? You see, over the last few months, thousands of Americans have been drawing down, but they're going right back. How does Joe Biden justify it? Shouldn't he have just left them all in there if he was going to send them back in anyway? What are we doing there? Either it's not worth fighting for, or it is. Can he make up his mind? The confused messaging is reflective of a confused commander-in-chief. The guy is very confused, and that is a euphemism. Joe Biden, he says, one more year or five more years of U.S. military presence would not have made a difference. The Afghan military cannot or will not hold its own country. And that I agree with 100%, but Joe Biden doesn't understand actions speak louder than words. It doesn't matter that he's been campaigning promise after promise of ending, withdrawing the troops, if he's just going to put them back in. Now, I understand you got to protect the troops as they leave, but I don't think that's what this is about. This is about Joe Biden getting heat from the neocons and the Democrats that are controlled by the military-industrial complex. And they're telling him to get this under control, to put the troops back in. It doesn't matter, Joe, what you promised. It doesn't matter what you campaigned on. And by the way, we all know you don't really speak truth because you plagiarize all your speeches. You make everything up. I mean, you pretend like you marched with African Americans, you know, in the civil rights movement, but there's no record of it, Joe. You got story after story, but where's it coming from? You make these stories up. You know, you're a war hero here. You marched with MLK there. You know, show the proof that you worked to do all the things that you said you did. This is just another example of what happens when you get someone with no character and you put them in charge and you expect just good things to happen. And the Democrats, you know, they obviously, this wasn't their first pick. I mean, this was not their first pick. This is who they thought was the lesser evil, I guess, the best person to take on Trump. And he barely beat Trump. In fact, some people would say he really didn't beat Trump, did he? It was taken from Trump. But that being said, the Democrats don't even like Joe Biden. They're pretending to like him. But now I think this latest move, what do you think? The neocons might have a friend in Joe Biden now that he's putting 5,000 Americans back in Afghanistan. We just took them out over the last few months. Why are you putting them back in? It makes no sense. And he's just unable. He cannot resist continuing the 20-year Middle East war. No matter what he says, he can't resist. Meanwhile, U.S. News and World Report says China is prepared to recognize the Taliban as a legitimate ruler of Afghanistan. So you got China standing up to America saying, we're going to recognize the Taliban if they take over Kabul. And it just shows that China is, they think they're a superpower. They think they're standing up. But we should not take the bait. Let China recognize the Taliban, and that will make China look very silly on the world stage in the international community, won't it? That they're just so quick to recognize the Taliban? Let them do it. We don't have to fight every geopolitical war that comes our way, do we? Do we have to take the bait? It's like Back to the Future when they call Marty McFly chicken. And how do you feel about this? Do you let people get under your skin like that? Or do you look at your own self-interest? America has to look at its own self-interest. And we can't take the bait like the neocons and the Democrats and the deep state. The military-industrial complex wants us to take the bait every time. And if we don't, guess what? They put it the bait in themselves. They say chicken, and they make it look like it was a different country or whatever. We get into another endless war because they lie. They lie to us. You don't believe it? The military-industrial complex is lying. They're lying half the time. Though, if they can get away with it, they'll lie about it, and they'll get us into another war. Why? Because follow the money. You just got to follow the money. And of course, we're not going to end our dealings in Afghanistan. They're going to keep going. More troops will get put in, and then they'll pretend to take them out, and then they'll put more back in. This is just a farce of never-ending wars. Doesn't matter, Democrat, Republican, they're all the same. They keep us in these endless wars, needlessly so, because of forward momentum, and the industrial military-industrial complex demands it to be so. So how do we change it? I don't know. The first thing we can do is get out Joe Biden, because if he's gonna commit to a strategy, the worst thing you could do is go back and forth. You got to commit. You know, if you want to invest Americans $1 trillion, endless lives, you know, and you want to invest all that in Afghanistan, okay, fine. But say it. Make it clear that's your policy. Or if you're going to say, okay, you know, this is an endless war and we don't need to be there and we cannot fight for another country. They got to stand up for themselves, right? Well, then stick by that. But what does it say to Americans and to people around the world to go back and forth, to say all the good things about ending the war, but then the second you put the troops out, you put them back in? What did he think was going to happen, by the way? What did Biden think? He was going to take all the troops out and the Afghan security forces were just going to like hold their own against the Taliban? Is that really what he thought when everybody was saying that Afghanistan would fall? Did he really not expect this to happen? I don't know. Honestly, I don't think there's much going on between his ears. There's not much of a brain. And if there was, why would he have to plagiarize everybody's speeches? Why would he have so much trouble reading a teleprompter? You know, if you got trouble reading a teleprompter, fine. Then speak off the cuff or memorize or something. But he can't do that either. He's just going in the wind, and he's so confused. I don't know if you saw this video. He cannot take directions from the Secret Service. The Secret Service tells him to go a certain direction, and he doesn't under. It's a crazy video of it. Like he's aloof, he's a dummy. And I don't know if it's an age thing. I don't think it is. I think he was always kind of slow. You know, where do slow people go to find success? They go into politics, into political leadership. They become politicians. And that's where people go that aren't very smart to make money. They become a politician because there's a very low entry to become a politician. That's why we should never elect people that haven't made it in the private world, the private sector. You have to start a business or have worked in the private sector. You got to do that to learn about leadership in the public sector. But instead, we tend to elect these lifetime politicians. We get so addicted to them. And we say, they really like us and they really stand up for us. Now, the longer they are there, the more devoted they become to what pays their reelection campaigns. And that's the CIA. That's the deep state. That's a military-industrial complex. By and large, they get control of our politicians, Democrats and Republicans. People, wake up. They're controlling them all. We need outsiders. We need people that have not spent their entire lives as a politician. We need new people in there to expose what's going on in the military-industrial complex in the deep state. We have to get out of Afghanistan. We have to end these endless wars once and for all.
Kingston Country, you've been listening to the Dan Kingston Podcast.